Log Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys will get in your seats. I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Hey, welcome to another Fans for the Fans Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.A. Scott, and we're on location live here in Williamsburg, Busch Gardens theme park this evening. And as always, I'm going to promise you another wonderful show. We may have some problems getting to our studio because we don't have access to internet because we are live on location. And we're just moving around the park as the evening goes on. But, you know, one of the things that we'll have a chance to talk about, I don't know if you had a chance to check out the articles that I mentioned. There were two articles that I came across earlier today, well, not actually earlier today, earlier this week. I'm trying to avoid the sound because it is quite loud. And as loud as it is, it will definitely interfere with what we're doing here. But one article, it was titled, hold on a second, I'll put my old man specs on. The judge rules against the NCAA and the O'Bannon case. And basically what that article talked about that O'Bannon case. And I don't know if you remember the O'Bannon case where EA Sports had the likeness of Ed O'Bannon and had been running that likeness. And, you know, he finally realized that, hey, enough's enough. And he's not getting paid for them running his likeness on their video game. So as a result, there was a 5-year class action suit going on, and the judge finally had a ruling this past week when they made a determination to settle on the Ed O'Bannon case. And basically what they talked about was whether or not these companies can use the likeness of these student athletes without their okay. You know, Ed O'Bannon being a national champion when he played for UCLA back in the day, I think it was the late 90s, and, you know, very notable young man. But at no time did he ever give his consent or his permission for EA Sports to use him in their video game. So as a result, this class action suit popped up some 5 years ago and been going on ever since then. So that's somewhere around about 2009 or so, I believe, it probably first popped up and still around. So at the end of the day, class action suit hopefully is over. The handful of litigants that was part of that class action suit received their settlement, but I believe that NCAA will probably continue to appeal to try to drag this here case on, because right on the heels of that case, another story had popped up where they talked about the NCAA board gives the 5 big conferences more power. And that situation, in that case, kind of sort of just talked about the power that the 5 biggest conferences may have. Now, let me point out the thing when they talk about the 5 biggest conferences. You know, the 5 biggest conferences that they identified here in this article, they identified the SEC, the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, and the Pac-12. So those five conferences are considered the five biggest conferences. And those five conferences have been given a little bit of leniency as far as them being able to provide a stipend for their student athletes. Now, this stipend, if I'm looking at this here article, and this article is actually dated August 7th, 2014, so that's just a couple days ago. But I want to read you the exact verbiage that I came across when I'm looking at this here statement about the stipend. You know, and a stipend is some additional fees and funding that the young men and women may receive in addition to you know, what they would receive for a normal scholarship. Of course, the argument came out that you know, a scholarship is all the payment that they need, that they should get. But the judge or the NCAA decided to say, no, we need to do something else different. Now, is this based upon the pressure and the force of, excuse me, in the background we have the fireworks going off. So like I said, we're live on location here at Busch Gardens Theme Park. I'm sitting here by the Big Ben Tower and looking at the fireworks display. So if you can't hear me, I apologize, but I will continue on with the show and share as much information as possible with you as they conclude the fireworks. Yep. So like I said, the amount that they talked about that they're possibly looking at getting to these young men and women will be somewhere along the lines of I apologize because I didn't have a chance to highlight that information, and had a chance to highlight it, it would have stood out a little bit more to me. So as I scan through the article here, I'm trying to come across the part where they talk about the stipend. And hold on a second. I think I have it here. The five major conferences. Well, if I'm not mistaken, and I haven't came across it yet, and I apologize, but they're talking about somewhere on the line of $5,000. Now, we would think that $5,000 would be $5,000 that these young men from the both football programs and basketball programs would receive throughout the school year. But now they're talking about this $5,000 stipend, something that they would actually hold on to, and these student athletes will receive this fund upon graduation. So if they stay there for 4 years, they should receive a final amount somewhere in the ballpark at about $20,000. Now, you know, let's be real about it. Let's be real and let's look at it on a true, fair note. Okay, you give them $20,000 at the end of their playing career. Most of these young men can use those funds throughout the school year. You know, they can use those funds throughout the school year, and that's been part of the argument. The argument isn't to provide them these funds at the end of the school year. Okay, that would be nice as well, but you need to figure out a way to provide some of those funds throughout the school year. Even if you take $4,000 of it and put it away and somehow figure out throughout the school year, get them at least $1,000 of it to have for incidentals. Because you know, I think about it, and as the vote went out, it was an 18 member vote, and it turned out to be 16 to 2. All right, 16 to 2. So there was a couple folks that was against it. I believe it was someone from the Ivy League and someone from Ivy League representative, and I know I had that right here in front of me. Ivy League representative and someone from Delaware, the president of Delaware, that was against providing this stipend. Well, you know, this is my whole statement and my whole question and my whole picture here. Parents, where are we on this conversation? We as parents should be able to have a voice, a say-so, something in this conversation. You know, they convene, they have a hearing before the judge, and, you know, the judge made her ruling. But, again, they heard from supporters of the NCAA, they heard from probably EA Sports, you know, they probably heard from some of the athletes. But, again, where are we in this conversation? And I'm very sincere, I'm very serious about this. Where are we, parents, in this conversation? Because think about it. At the time that that young man and young lady, and let's include the young ladies in this conversation as well, but at the time that that young man or that young lady leaves your household, he or she is not considered a grown adult. And even during the time that most of them are playing, it's not until their last, close to their final years at that institution where they're considered of age, 21 years old or older. You know, so everything prior to that, he or she is still a minor. You know, let's get away from this game, okay, while he's 18 and he can make his own decisions and all this old kind of stuff. No, come on now. You know, that's for the convenience of lawmakers. That's for the convenience of the courts. That's for the convenience of folks that want to separate you and get your child out there to, you know, that child, and we all know it, that child is not capable of making no sound decision at 18, 19, 20 years old. And if we're talking about a young man, we can stretch that out all the way up to the age of 25. I'm just going to be realistic about it. If you know it, if you think I'm wrong, well, hey, it is what it is. But I would say all the way up to the age of 25, that young man is not able to make any real sound decisions. And to have all this pressure or put all this weight on their shoulders at the age of 18, 19, 20 years old, well, you know, it's hard enough that we have a situation where your son or daughter is out there on their own and they're having to juggle between playing sports and hitting the books without any, guidance and added support, you know. But now we turn around and couple that up with, you know, trying to cause that added wedge between them and the parents. And I say that because I've seen that far too many times. Or they're saying that the athletes have the responsibility to making these decisions. Half of them, they can't even think far enough to make a good sound decision, especially when we're dealing with some of these unscrupulous coaches that you have out there nowadays, you know. And I say that, wholeheartedly, and I say that with some evidence behind it. You know, you got a young man that's applying for an athletic scholarship, that whether or not he's a football player, basketball player, baseball player, lacrosse, hockey, soccer, or whatever, if he or she is applying for a scholarship, you know, you got this fast-talking car salesman of a coach that comes to him and approaches him, and gives him or her their best sales pitch. Realistically, do you think that that child can match wits with that car salesman?
No. No.
That's why oftentimes that car salesman tries to maneuver the conversation so that the conversation is more in the hands of the athlete instead of being in the hands of the parents. That's why I am so adamant about parents being informed, parents being, being right there on top of that conversation and making sure that that conversation goes in the best interest of the athlete. Because you have these athletes and you have these coaches that are, like I said, are professional sales. They can send you the dough out of the biscuit without even breaking the crust. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm saying that to be very serious. And that's the sad part about it. And do you really and truly expect our young men and women, 18, 19, 20 years old, to be able to match wits with these professional salesmen? No. Come on now. Let's be for real. You know. So now they have came up with these five major conferences. And these five major conferences are conferences that are, as they would say, power conferences. And these five major conferences are conferences that we would see that draws in a lot of revenue. Like I said, SEC, ACC, Pac-12, matter of fact, you know what? The Big East wasn't even included in that conversation. So they've created these five conferences, and they authorized these five conferences to at some point in time look at providing stipends for their student athletes. Okay. I guess, well, the next question is, and, you know, the argument was, well, once you start providing stipends to these student athletes, what's going to happen? Are these conferences at some point in time going to pull away from the NCAA and go off and start doing their own thing? You know, that's the fear right now, because you know, that happened with SEC football, and that's liable to happen anywhere else. So once you get to the point where these institutions are in the 65 of them, total of 65 of them, once you get to the point where these institutions are now drawing in, paying the stipends to the athletes, and they're drawing in the major revenue, that's not going to stop it from coming on TV. It's going to continue on. And then from there, the program's going to continue. And if they decide to pull away from the NCAA and form some other type of governing body, so be it. So be it. It's just that the NCAA will lose out, because the NCAA is really not really serving a true purpose right now. You know, they are somewhat involved in what's going on with some things, but for the most part, they're not really serving a true purpose. Well, you know, I've been talking for a little while here now, and I'm going to shut down for probably about the next 10 minutes, and hopefully I'll have access to a computer where I can continue on with the show. So I'll pause, stop, and resume the show if you want to call back in at, I want to say, 10 o'clock. We'll call back in at 10 o'clock. Please, by all means, call back in at 10, and I will continue the show.